Nick fucking Gage. I represent the Murder That Kill gang. You're watching Shooting the Shit. And if you're not watching Shooting the Shit, I'm probably in your house robbing you. So watch that shit or I'll rob your motherfucking house. MDK all fucking day.
This is Eric Young. You're watching Shooting the Shit.
Football.
Oh, I watch college football. I watch college football.
I don't. Everyone's like, oh, you, why don't you like Penn State? Because I'm not really for kids getting fucking sexually assaulted.
Ass rape.
Yeah.
Ass rape.
And then getting covered up. Like,
you
that's
can say
why.
Ass rape, dude. Oh, are we recording? Did I just say ass rape while we were recording?
Yeah, wouldn't it be the first time. You did.
Actually, I do think it's the first time I said ass rape.
Well, for anybody who was going to listen on Spotify, we're really sorry because you won't get to hear this episode.
What?
Because one of us is a fucking moron. I can let you take a guess at which one it is. It's the one who, hey, really want to get our show out there, but I'm going to say something that's going to get us kicked off of the one major fucking platform people listen to us on. Works great. Works like a charm.
What is Spotify like? Dude.
I said I didn't realize we were recording, man.
Yeah, but you said it over and over after you realized we were recording, man.
Why are you always picking on me, dude? What the fuck? What is? Are you like the moral fucking police now? I
no,
heard you say
weird.
Way worse shit than ass rape. Okay,
I'm just the guy. I'm way just the guy who reads the terms and conditions when I have to handle all the audio stuff. So you know, I kind of pay attention to the rules of like, hey, man, this shit might be questionable.
Go. I'll make it a little easier for you. No. I want to help you.
Oh, here
this
we go. He's going to say it four more times for me. Can't
this
wait.
Is for me to you. Ass raped, ass raped, ass raped, ass raped, ass raped. Five times. And I even put a little different connotation on each one.
You know we can't publish this show now. Right?
People. Are if we publish it, if we publish it, they will watch, Joe.
How? Well, we go against the terms and conditions of where we upload it, and they say, yeah, no, content? Yeah,
I haven't signed a contract with anybody. I didn't know there was terms and conditions.
What is the Spotify no-nos?
You are absolutely fucking just out of left field, dude.
I am so dumb.
So sorry. You're the dumbest motherfucker here right now.
I'm the dumbest smart motherfucker.
I love you.
I'm the dumbest smart motherfucker you've ever met.
Yeah, pretty much. Love you to death, but dude.
I don't think we can't even put that on TikTok, dude.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, that's definitely that'll get banned from TikTok too. So that's out.
Okay, sorry. Molested.
We're not getting a lot better here.
it's better than ass rape, right?
Oh god. Please start this fucking show.
Dennis, what are you doing? I'm giving you the ladies and gentlemen, let's get this train back on the tracks because Jesus, we started rough. We started rough.
Wait, don't talk about Jesus now.
No, we're not going to get to him.
Well, and he said A, and then you said rough.
So, you guys know the comedian.
I'm the only one who ever gets fucking yelled at around here.
You guys know that comedian Bobby Lee who said every day for a month he was brutally by a man with... You guys got to look up that joke. It's hilarious. Kind of goes with what Sean started out with today. But let's transition to something a bit better today, you guys. Let's go to Cody Rhodes possibly dropping the best promo of his fucking career on The Rock. And he used choice language there too. So, I mean, hell, perfect segue. We started with language. Yeah. Cody used language.
I actually just watched the video before we recorded tonight, because I actually didn't get a chance to catch Raw. I seen like the 10-minute preview or review or whatever. It feels like to me Triple H is kind of letting it. We're kind of dabbling past the PG-13, kind of like what we do, what we're doing here tonight, apparently. I was actually, you know, I mean, for what it was, I mean, you got to kind of, there was a lot of, from what I've seen earlier in the week, was reading, there's a lot of backstage stuff going on because people aren't happy that kind of Rock's, they're kind of letting him do whatever he wants out there, and they're still limited to that PG-13 script. I loved what Cody did. I thought it was a really good promo. I don't think it was one of those ones where somebody came, you know, that sometimes when people come back at The Rock, they're trying so hard to keep up with him that it doesn't come off genuine. There was nothing disingenuous about this promo at all. And the pops that he got with, you know, the cursing and the asshole and the different comments that he made, I thought they were well placed. I thought it didn't feel put on or fake to me. It felt like somebody went, say what you want to say. And he controlled it, but said what he wanted to say. I thought it was a great promo, man. Might be one of the best promos Cody's ever did. I felt that. I thought it was a really great promo.
Definitely top two for me. Joey?
Yeah. I mean, I give Cody so much fucking grief about, like, is he crying in every fucking promo at this point and getting choked up and emotional? Because, like, it gets a little old. Like, you know, it gets a little stale. And I think it's only fair if The Rock is out there throwing out some real vicious shit on social media, on, you know, his fucking Instagram and shit like that, where you're seeing these 7-minute, you know, rants, and he is ripping Cody up and down. It's only fair to give Cody a little bit of that back, you know, give him a little time to get his shit in. And you know what? I think everybody's kind of clear. We're straying a little away from the PG stuff. You know, business is fucking booming in the E right now, dude. That's the hottest shit going. I'm sorry. You can say what you want about fucking AEW and Okada on that. Did you give me The Rock and Cody fucking promos right now? That's better than anything they're fucking putting out on that program. I'm sorry. It just is. Uh-huh. And Cody just taking that.
It was very dusty.
The part with Heyman, where he even acknowledges, like, I'm going to go full Homelander. Like, thank you for the acknowledgement of what, you know, the fans have been saying and joking about. You know, that shit's great. I love that. It's just, you know, it's a little more dusty, a little less Cody, you know?
Yeah.
A little more, we're going to see a fucking fight. We're going to see some real good shit here instead of, like, all right, you know, getting that emotional Cody support, which, hey, some people are into that, and that's cool. Do your thing. But for me, that Cody promo, probably one of his all-time best. I don't know what he'll do to top that shit, but it was fucking great.
Yeah, he needed it.
Yeah.
He even threw an if you will in there. I mean, it wasn't daddy's if you will, but he threw an if you will in there, and I love that.
Yeah, the subtleties, the little bit. He didn't go over the top with the profanity.
Yeah.
It was like just enough to be like, oh, a little edgy, you know?
Yeah.
In the right spots, too, because when he dropped them, they hit and they landed.
They landed. And even his facial expressions and eye contact with the screen, like, you know, hard camera. He was working hard. It was. WWE is doing everything right with this story right now.
Yeah.
Everything.
No, dude. And I mean, you've got somebody who, yes, everybody's tired of the bleeding face, you know, the bleeding heart fucking baby face. and you've got the ultimate heels in The Rock and Roman Reigns, and finally Cody's getting that edge to him, and that's what it's going to take realistically to beat The Rock and Roman. You're going to need that edge. So for him to finally come out and show a little bit of that edge, a little bit of that heart, give me something, make me fucking believe it. Don't just fucking eat your vitamins, eat your vegetables, fucking say your prayers. No, come out there and fucking say, yeah, The Rock's got little dick energy, and fucking stand on it.
Fuck it. Yeah. I'm so fucking hyped for that like showdown now.
Yeah.
You know? And he called him out. He called him out with the real shit, you know? Been a while since you've been in the ring, Rock.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what do you got left? Oh, fuck. I loved it. I was all for it, man. That was some of the best shit from Cody. I like it.
Yeah. I think he held up better than Cena did the first time around battling with Rock.
I kind of think, though, one thing. One person completely overshadowed in this is Roman Reigns.
Oh, dude.
Dude, where is he? What is he?
We're spending week after week talking about The Rock and Cody like they're fucking main eventing for the title.
Yep.
Well,
it's Roman's MO. We don't talk about him until he actually does the match.
So I'll say this for all those fucking assholes out there. It's Cody's story to finish. The Rock interjected. Here we are, a couple weeks before Mania. Completely off our ass over what The Rock's is, because let's be real, The Rock's doing the best shit he's ever done, in my opinion.
Dude, he for sure is still, yeah.
And I'm not talking about the goofy shit that, you know, the silly shit, the Rock concert shit, but even that, he was pretty edgy. He was a little more edgy than normal. And I'm talking that shit that he's posting online. That first 7.5-minute video where he rips Cody right after the press conference thing. Yeah. Holy shit. I was like, okay, I'm sold. I bought into it. Let's go. Yeah. And then he's done it a couple times now, and he's starting to mix it in more on camera. But the problem is he's on Fox.
Yeah.
Fox is not letting him play too much, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a little bit more weight on.
That's why I love the fact that they've announced he'll be on Monday Night Raw, the Monday before Mania. That's on cable, baby. He's going to be able to really get that last one in. Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah, dude. It's going to, and it's just going to get more ferocious between now and then. Because, you know, Cody came out hard. He came out hot. Everybody liked what he did. Now Rock.
Champ? I don't see him.
Now Rock's got to come back.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be fucking good. He, you know.
So. Let's say this. The next big thing then, with everything this is going, Cody, Rock, how heated it's getting, they're taking over the story of the whole Mania. Does Cody have to finish that story now? Or are we okay with The Rock costing Cody and maybe we're getting Cody Rock?
Man, look, I'm gonna say this, and I was gonna point this out a couple weeks ago, and I'm gonna do this real quick because I know we're trying to condense time tonight. If you guys remember correctly, Triple H wrestled Dave Bautista 3 times for a world title. And every time people just knew Triple H was going to go over, and he never fucking did. Dave beat him 3 straight times. Triple H is the one pulling the strings. Cody, yes, it's a story. And even Cody said in that promo, I don't know if I'll finish the story.
I don't know if you finished the story because we just got a whole new fucking story.
Right. You know, and
stories change.
Just saying, like, if he loses, I won't be surprised. And I definitely won't be angry like I was last year.
Oh, yeah. No, last year just felt like it. But with all the new shit right now, the story is better than what it was.
And I think what pissed me off mostly about the last year was just the way they, you know, I mean, Jesus Christ, interference after interference. And then the one who takes him out is the one who got sent out of the fucking arena. You know, it was just, yeah, dude. I mean, that was a little much, but I understand why they did it. My only problem with him winning, which I think it's a great story. If he wins, it's going to be big.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a big moment. It really will be people, the Confetti will fly, fireworks will pop, people will cry. Dennis is going to slobber into his Cody Rhodes teddy bear. I just know he will. And yeah, that's okay, buddy. That's okay. You paid good money, slobber away. But what happens after?
He goes
into a storyline with Gunther. You know, that Rocky Drago deal, I think, would be a great storyline. But
that's terrible, though, because, I mean, you'd pull for Drago at that point, though.
He overcomes Roman. But now we got Gunther coming in, who is probably the only guy that's been on par with Roman the last 2 years that's just been kind of dominating everything. So, you know, I just don't – if Cody holds the title, it's not going to be for, you know, more than a month or two.
It's not going 1,200 and fucking whatever.
No. It's not going to be a long reign, baby.
He's getting the dusty treatment. It's going to be – it's going to be a short little run. Everybody has the best month of your life, Cody fans.
But you got to give it to him, man. When Cody came back with that initial pop and everybody was excited, like, did you think he was going to go on a run like he has?
No. But he's working.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Talking about going on runs, we've got possible tampering here, guys, with somebody trying to make their way back into the big company. Matt Hardy was at Raw, apparently in a skybox, taking photo with fans, and his AEW contract's coming up soon. He's trying to beg AEW to let him and Jeff out of their contracts before Mania so they can be at Mania for this ladder match.
Or just say they don't fucking die in an AEW ring, because that's pretty much what happens to the Hardys there.
Well, dude, I mean, it's the Hardys at this point. I mean, they could die anywhere. I mean,
physically and in character. I mean, so, like, real ending character. They're dying.
He's at the top of the ladder. What's Jeff doing? It's a handful of Percocet. I don't know.
Hey, man. For as far as we know, he's clean right now.
Perk angle.
Perk angle was another level, dude. I was watching TNA back in the day. TNA's.
Here we go.
Just that fucking stare. Just
dude, something popped up on like my Facebook feed on Reels or some shit like that, and it was like the best of Kurt Angle in the Perk years, and I was like, fuck, that's so good. Like he was a fucking machine. But you know, like, here's the thing, though. Matt Hardy. You think he's really going to publicly go into an open fucking box, take pictures with every fan, let his fucking wife post it on all her social media? Like, that's just not smart business.
Nope.
Look, man, if he wants to get back.
Tony Khan's made it clear already. It's not like WWE. His talent can go to WWE shows. He doesn't have a problem with it. And we've already seen that happen plenty of times. So, you know, it's not like Matt doesn't have fucking people he knows there, people he's friends with there. Yeah, there's a lot of that, too.
Look, Matt wants to get back in WWE and get a good storyline, he should send his old lady to the locker room and have her fuck somebody. like Lita did. If it wasn't for Lita fucking Edge, he would have been out of WWE a long time ago. The best thing that ever happened to him was his old lady went for a bigger dick and a bigger contract.
Are you all right, dude? You're having a night, man. There's a lot of...
Dude, am I wrong? He was gone. He wasn't doing shit. His old lady cheats on him, and then he's on Bite This, and now they got this big real-life storyline with him and Edge. All because his old lady went rated R
while he was out with an injury. That's the worst part,
you know. So,
Sean, who hurt you, Sean? We're going to move.
Oh, so many people, brother. So many people.
We don't have enough show tonight for that list.
We're trying to keep it a tight hour. We can't get into Sean's past here.
I'm sorry, man. No, we don't want to do that, dude.
I don't have the fucking emotional energy right now.
Shit.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I have therapy scheduled for tomorrow. So there you
go. Thank God. Don't let them hear this episode.
Yeah. They'll post this a little later.
Double.
We'll post this shit after. Well, if we can post it, because I'm pretty sure this is going to be a blank audio page come tomorrow.
Oh, well, then either bleep out the first word or the second, or take turns bleeping them out.
Look, for the love of God, though, can we at least get Matt and Jeff Hardy in an organization that they're not going to fucking like take any more traumatic brain injuries in?
Oh, dude, no.
Yeah. Those guys are fucking Christ, man.
Dude, those guys, they want it, though. Dude, they want it.
Come on, man. Jeff Hardy's one plane ride away from me and Terry Gordy. Let's be honest.
Dude, they have the flare syndrome. They want to die.
Just saying, dude. The lights are on, but nobody's home.
Man, poor Terry. I was listening to the fucking
one of the greatest big men of all time, by the way.
For sure.
The greatest workers.
I was listening to the Cornette podcast, and I think Brian Last was saying he saw Terry like at the end, and he said he got in the ring and he did his thing where he starts running the ropes like he did, and he's like, I had that moment like, oh shit, Terry's back, like he can go. Yeah. And then the mat started, and then just all went downhill.
Yeah,
like it was just gone. But he had that muscle memory to still run the ropes the way he did, like you know, 10 years before.
It was like watching Goldberg wrestle.
Yeah,
come on, man. No, Goldberg was never.
Goldberg was a '90s entrance, and that's about it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jerry Gordy was better as a pro at 15 than Goldberg was the entirety of his career. Let's be honest.
Terry Gordy's a better pro right now.
And in the immortal words of DDJ, Goldberg sucks. Okay. There's one thing me and the big guy could agree on, it's that.
There's not Dennis a lot of people he doesn't
loves
like.
Everybody. Yeah. Fucking Dennis know, loves dude. Every. It's hard. And it's hard to find somebody who Dennis is like, I'm not a fan. Fuck that
not
guy.
Really,
I don't like him. Because
he is not a fan of Goldberg's dude.
He must have saw the
I'm just saying, everybody else, like, he's always finds something positive. How many characters? I don't shit on
Honky Tonk is the biggest one.
Honky Tonk, man. Yeah, I like Honky though, because he's a fucking absolute fucking cokehead, just allegedly out of his mind. Just
I'm
telling you.
Talking about that, dude. You gotta watch it, I know.
Every fucking time. Go back, watch that WrestleMania where he was doing commentary in the fucking Battle Royal match. And it is the most absolutely drug-fueled commentary I've ever heard of a pro wrestling show.
It's like he brushed his teeth with moonshine or something.
Fucking fantastic. He's like God cat piss and fucking ketamine, dude. He was just in his shit, bro.
Oh, we're talking about Hammerstone again?
No, or as I like to call him, the big needle.
The big needle.
Fucking
dude's got back knee. That's just fucking
like, I just wonder if you go to like the vet and you see the little label on the deck, it doesn't have a husky. You go to the vet now, it just has a little picture of Hammerstone on it.
Hammerstone with his hair flipped over to one side.
Christ, dude. Oh shit! Yeah, name some people who will never want to actually do our show ever. That list grows every fucking episode.
Yeah, dude, that's why
Virgil,
we got DJ as backup.
Hammerstone.
Virgil ain't asking for interviews.
If we can get Virgil on the show right now,
it would probably be more entertaining than before.
It would be good.
It'll be a hot interview for sure.
It'd be a really great show, guys.
It'd be a real hot interview.
Okay, so we got in trouble the last time I got in trouble the last time we talked about Virgil, so we gotta move on to the next thing. I can't talk about a Virgil. No way.
Moving forward.
Kevin, come on now. Let's hit some rumors before we say things we shouldn't again. Mauro Ranallo is being approached by MLW.
Mamma mia.
Whoa, I'm bringing it back.
All right.
Mama,
oh, fuck, man.
All right. I'm going to say this. I'm not a huge fan of Mauro doing pro wrestling commentary.
Oh, dude, me neither. I thought
I love fucking Mauro doing MMA commentary.
Yes. His Strikeforce days were his gold.
Fuck. I know, right? I could never, I just can't separate that in my head. I think is a problem. because I like spent so many years listening to Moro do commentary for MMA, and then to do it for wrestling, it just doesn't fucking work for me. Like, I'm not a huge fan of that. Good, hey, good for him though. Sign with MLW, like, cool.
Okay, flip side of that, I think it's just because he was in WWE and they're so scripted and so overly produced. And I think he would do great in MLW. I think it's going to be more off the cuff. I think he's going to go at it more Joey Styles in his approach, because he probably will be the only real color man there. I mean, MLW has a history using backup wrestlers and stuff like that for that kind of stuff. So, well, it's true, man. I think he would be great in an MLW setting. And when you do MLW live shows, man, if you've never been.
Nope.
They're intense, bro. I mean,
I want to
water bottles get thrown. I mean, we've seen up in Cicero, Chicago on a couple of different occasions where there was almost fucking riots where people were like filling the fucking ring with water bottles and beer cans and shit. And beers there are $8 a piece, Jack. You got to be really pissed to throw an $8 beer at somebody. That's all I'm saying.
An $8 beer.
At Cicero Coliseum. This is like an old gymnasium from like the 1960s, man. I mean, it's not, it's not a convention. Not the Wind Trust. No. This ain't the Wind Trust or United Center.
So what you're saying is that $8 beer is the equivalent of like the fucking $18 beer at the United Center. So
yeah.
I'm going to say this just straight out. I have to be at my fucking limit to throw an $8 to $18 beer at somebody.
Yeah, dude, I don't think that would ever happen. I don't care. I'd put it down and throw a chair.
I wouldn't get that pissed off.
Yeah, fuck them. Throw the chair.
Because the chair don't belong to me and I didn't pay for it. Now, beer.
Also, at the Cicero Coliseum was probably a $4 chair, so fuck it.
Right.
Dude, if I get bumped and spill a drop of beer, somebody's getting their ass whipped.
Dude, I do want to watch some MLW live, though. I think they were trying MLW's to bring back like that Lucha Underground shit.
Yeah, man. They do a lot of Lucha work there. A lot.
Yeah, I might want to fucking watch
that. And that's why they get over so big in Cicero. It's,
there are a lot of brown people there in
it's
Cicero.
Little Mexican. Yeah, Little Mexico, man.
Cicero. Shout out.
Yeah, so what you up? Got guys. Dude, they come in full mariachi for Dr.
Wagner.
DDJ.
Octagon?
Yeah.
Dr. Wagner.
Dr. Wagner. They come in. Yeah. I mean, there's a full mariachi band that walks in whenever he performs up here.
He goes out there to work.
The biggest fight I ever got into at a live show was some white guy sitting. The mariachi was playing for Dr. Wagner, and there was a guy sitting next to me, this like red-headed, pale-skinned kid, and he yelled, "Build the wall!"
I would have just looked at me like, "You look like Canelo, bro."
I almost
funny shit is right it was Canelo.
Yeah.
The wall.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Probably a senator or some shit. I don't know.
Shit, I thought Chicago was left leaning, man. I didn't know they were right leaning like that.
It is left leaning, man. But you got dumbasses everywhere.
Oh yeah, there's fucking.
I'm about to say I expect that in Texas, rampant. Dude. Yeah. I mean,
not
shit,
that I'm
right
pro
there.
Wall or not pro wall, but I'm gonna say this: if they're gonna start building walls around shit, before long they're gonna run out of other people to fuck with, and they're coming for the rest of us. That's all I'm saying. I mean, fuck, did you watch Star Wars or World War II or
World? Did you watch World War II?
X-Men, dead. Days Pass. I mean, everybody dies in the end, man. Everybody dies.
You just said that. It just popped in my head from the movie Grandma's Boy. Oh, you've been around so long. You've seen some stuff. World War I, World War II.
World War II.
Tupac.
How much too close cost to the Matrix?
Fucking hell, man.
Dude, Grandma's Boy is super overrated. That's one of those
fuck
movies.
You. That movie is all fucking time.
That's what I said.
I got to be completely honest here. Did you say it was
super overrated?
Underrated.
Never.
Oh, I thought you said overrated. I wasn't. Oh, I was going to fucking. I couldn't wait to see you. I got 2 weeks to fucking get ready to beat the fuck out of you for saying that.
No, dude. That was one that they didn't know how to market. And when it got to the video stores and stoners got to that shit, oh, it lit up. It lit up.
I got to confess, I've never watched it.
Oh my God.
It's just
like a fucking, it's just a great fucking stoner movie, comedy, funny bullshit like that. It's just,
it's perfect. Tomb Raider.
Dumb. It's just dumb and funny.
It's so good, dude.
Like a guilty pleasure, like basketball.
Same fucking
because I love baseball.
Man. Got me
how to speak Australian with joy.
I got my Mount Rushmore of like
DDJ's got fucking, that on Blu-ray, like, by the way.
Like, he's got it on 4K.
He's 4K. 4K
Blu-ray, baby.
I'm a robot. I'm a robot vagina. Yeah, that's the robot game. It's the fucking the Blu-ray. He does that basketball Blu-ray.
Nailed it, buddy.
Oh, shit. He had to go run backstage and go check his collection quick. He's like, I believe I have it. Let me see.
I believe I have it. I'll be back.
Basketball.
Basketball. E-A-S-E-K.
You like my balls? Yeah, no. Basketball's fucking great, dude.
That's a great answer.
I still call my friends, and it's just like every once in a while I'll be like, hey, got milk?
Got milk?
It's fucking good, dude.
Fuck, man. That's just some funny shit. But, yo, Grandma's Boy, you got to watch, dude.
Your mother is gotta watch deaf.
Grandma's Boy.
What?
Your mother is deaf. My mother's dead, you asshole. That's why she didn't move around a lot.
I gotta go watch it. I haven't watched it forever.
I know. I haven't seen it in so long.
I just watched Grandma Boy like 2 weeks ago.
Of course
you did.
And I was like, yeah. Well, that's why it's still in my head. Like, I was like, oh man, I haven't seen this in so long. So I ended up watching it. I laughed my fucking ass off, dude.
Quick story.
All right, we gotta watch it. We gotta go.
Yeah, we'll go. We got 30 minutes. We're doing good.
Yeah, we're good.
But I got in so much trouble growing up. I have a sister who's younger than me, substantially, like a big fucking age difference. I'm talking like 13, 14 years. And my little sister, as a child, her favorite fucking movie was The Dude. She was all into The Dude. And you know how much trouble that got me into? That her favorite fucking movie was The Big Lebowski?
Dude, that was a great movie.
Bro, not for a kid.
Bro, fuck, I watched it.
Did
you forget, man? I was born in 1970. Like, I remember watching the comedy movies on cable in 70. Like, I was watching Cheech and Chong. I thought that shit was funny. Now, that was not appropriate for children.
Yeah, no.
Did that guy just turn into a lizard?
Mexican American, dude. I grew up watching the same shit though, too, man.
Yeah.
Like for me, I remember being like, I had to be like what, maybe like 7 or 8 watching Coming to America. It was like the funniest shit. Dude. Yeah. Like,
fuck
you too.
I watched every Eddie Murphy movie. I remember him on SNL. God. That's how old my ass is. 48 Hours, Trading Places. I loved him. I remember watching the first time he did Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. This is how you answer the door in my neighborhood. Who is it? I wore the F word out because of Eddie Murphy. I thought he was the funniest. Oh my God. Yeah, dude.
When Eddie Murphy Raw came out, Jesus, dude.
You can't even watch. You can't even. Most of that shit, he can't do anymore.
You can't do that whole thing.
Or even Delirious.
Yeah.
In the red leather suit.
The red leather. About,
the gay police finding him at the airport. Pull over. Dude, he's no, just he like, was, oh my God.
Yeah, it's funny because so like anybody will go back and watch it and laugh.
Yeah.
But everybody will say, oh shit, you can't you if can that came that out anymore. Today, bro, no. you be,
can't say that oh. anymore.
No. Yeah.
Look, although Dave Chappelle is still
oh, Dave doesn't give a fuck.
Dave don't give a fuck. I love Dave. And he must be doing all right. He just got signed to a $2 billion contract to do a late night show.
Oh, I don't want to bring up that joke from Dave because it's so good, but it's there. But yeah, Dave's fucking greatness, dude.
Dude, I love Dave because his comedy shows now have turned into the most like fucking it's half comedy, half TED talk. Like,
yeah, dude, he's like, bypassed. He's not a comedian anymore, man.
No,
he's
the Yoda
of our time.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He tells the most like fucking like telling you about like giving you a soliloquy of what's happening throughout America, right? Centralized to a personal story, but then he hits it with the fucking funniest tag at the end. Of a serious story, and you're like, oh shit, he's a fucking comedic genius.
Yeah,
like, he is like, on par with Richard Pryor, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh,
it's like how do you get to that?
He's as close to Richard Pryor, if not past him. He is as close as Richard Pryor, I think, as far as thing. There's like for me, there's like the big three is like Pryor. Carlin was another one. Carlin was.
I miss was Carlin.
So far beyond, you know, ahead of his time that you can't even touch that. And Chappelle, those are the three.
This is good here, Joey. Who's your three top three comedians?
Oh, all time.
Yeah.
I mean, I can give it all time. I can do a fucking current.
Carlos Mencina.
Shit, the biggest joke stealer in all the fucking land.
I know. Jesus Christ.
Dude, they all steal jokes, man. Fuck.
Yeah, he just got called out on it.
Yeah, by Joe Rogan. And who's going to fuck with Joe Rogan if you're just a stand-up? Because Joe Rogan will rip his fucking head. He'll
fucking kill you. Fucking Joe Rogan's a beast.
All right, so this list, like, all time, I don't really have, like, I can rattle off probably, like, 10 names that I'm going to tell you on any given day. That's my all-time favorite.
Yeah.
But I'll say this right now, like, Chappelle... one that you probably won't expect, Bernie Mac. Fucking Bernie Mac
is hands down top
all five. Time.
Yeah,
all time.
Chicago so boy. I love funny. Bernie. Yeah.
Dude. And probably Pryor.
Ooh, okay.
That's good.
Like that's that, but like you know, ask me tomorrow, and I'll be like, oh, it's gonna be fucking probably the only consistent one will be Chappelle, honestly.
Yeah,
will always be there, but like you know, I could tell you fucking you know Joey Diaz is like an all time favorite of mine.
Fuck yeah, Uncle Joey like, is always top on mine.
Fucking
Coco, fucking nuts.
Yeah, I mean, so and current, I'll tell you current right now, Theo Von.
Yes.
Fucking, well, he's just getting back into it, so I'll leave him out. But I'll say Theo Von, fucking probably Rogan, because I do I really like his shit.
I actually have never heard. I have actually never listened to any of his stand up. I have it's, no idea. Shit. He's funny.
It's some really. Good shit. Like he that like some of
I'm
his
a
old
fan
stuff
of his podcasting. Fucking, yeah,
yeah. Like some of his older stuff, I really like. His newer stuff's good. But fucking who's that cat?
Like
I've been watching him. I've been watching him on TikTok a lot. Casey Rocket.
Yeah. Oh my god, that motherfucker
is so funny.
Fucking Crabman himself, Casey Rocket.
Dude, yeah. I've been anytime he pops up on fucking like from Kill Tony from Austin Comedy, like all that shit. Yeah. I will watch it like weekly, everything. Like he's so fucking funny and just out there. Oh yeah, dude. Like his shit I just watched earlier about that he was just on was probably just an edit from the other day when he was up. It's like the fucking just obsessed with taking a nice night, doing some drinking a bottle of Robitussin, like just. But then he weaves it in through the rest of it. Like he just does weird, out there shit, and it's so funny. I cannot stop laughing when I fucking watch his stupidity.
Okay. I want to bring up. I am still, even though he has passed, I am a huge fan of Ralphie May. I love.
Pour some out. Love Ralphie.
I love what he did, man. He was like one of the few white guys that could say the N-word and get away with it on stage because everybody just loved that dude. Because dude, he went at everybody. It wasn't, you know what I mean?
And himself. He was so
Come on, dude. Yeah.
Talking about the fucking elephant that found his penis on the first try. That shit was gold.
I still use, like, I stole some stone like a Babylonian whore. I say that shit all the time, man. That shit is just funny.
Let me throw these three in there so we'll transition to something else real right, quick. Man. But I'm going all time is always Chappelle. Chappelle is up there for me.
All right.
Kinison. I'm a big Kinison fan. Fuck.
Oh, that's dude.
Ask me tomorrow. Kinison's on there. Like, Mitch Hedberg's on that list. Oh, dude. Fucking Artie Lang might be on my list all time.
A coked up Artie Lang is best.
Coked up Artie, fucking when he was hanging with Norm MacDonald.
Like, fucking great. Right. Yeah.
Before he looked like that.
Yeah. Oh, that is the coke story. All right. That's the one that they point to. Like, don't do it. Why Artie Lang?
Oh, and real quick, before you give me three, switch out my Joe Rogan for Bert Kreischer for Kurt right now. Yeah. But Kurt. I fucking love Bert. But
I love Kurt. I've seen him. Let me get last one. I'll go one current, and that's got to be Shane Gillis because he's making grilled cheeses at night.
No, dude. Yeah, I love that.
Dude, fuck yo, he's actually good. He might be on my
current. Notice nobody said Matt Rife, you fucks.
Yeah, dude.
I think he's funny. I think his shit's
He has funny moments, man.
He's a battle comedian. He's a good observational battler.
Yeah, I haven't watched his special.
He got his ass kicked I don't know how many times on fucking Nick Cannon show, so I don't.
Oh, that's because he was with Killers, but him alone with some people in the crowd, killers. Yeah.
Look, man, him now, he got his teeth fixed and shit. He's doing all right, dog.
Here's his face.
Here's the thing. Like, people were real upset about his special. I didn't watch it, so I'm not going to comment on, like, the content of it. But I just know that people were really upset with special because it wasn't, like, what they're used to seeing on TikTok. All his TikTok shit that he blew up with was all crowd work, right?
Yeah, every bit of it.
And the chick with the squeaky knockers.
It's shit like but mostly crowd work, right? So like when they're sitting at, they're gonna expect to see an hour's worth of just crowd work. Like you can't go into that with that expectation. Now people were like, oh well, maybe he's not as funny as we thought he is. Nah, the kid's just fast. He's great with crowd work.
Yeah,
he's probably one of the best dudes out there right now in crowd work.
Yeah.
So,
but he's also one of the best dudes out there cutting TikToks, man. Let's be honest.
Yeah, his TikToks are next level. That's about
If our guy could cut TikToks like that, we'd be fucking. I wouldn't be our able guy to say actually
cut TikToks anymore.
Look, we've had issues back to back weeks. There's not much that our TikTok department can do, but we're off of our old issues, and now hopefully.
In case you didn't know, folks, we're on TikTok. Our TikTok cutter went to a ballet or a fucking musical or some bullshit. Don't really know what happened there.
Fuck you. Fucking loved Wicked. Okay. Number two, it wasn't just that. There was also fucking shit in the background that happened that we had to get rectified. And we are on a new home now. Which to everybody watching, it's not gonna make any sense, but to us, we know like we're fucking on our own shit. But yeah, so we got that shit figured out. But talking about figuring shit out, motherfuckers. one thing that nobody can figure out is March Madness in these brackets. Gentlemen, we are transitioning, even though Joey Hey, what the fuck?
Fuck yourself, Jovan.
It's the ghost from DDJ Pass. That's fucking great.
They're not even fucking basketball. What in the fuck?
It's still funny. We get to laugh at you.
I don't know why I do this anymore. I really don't. I fucking hate it here.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, fucking rage quitting and shit.
All right, well, here's my big. I don't.
Give me your winner. Give me a bracket buster. Who plays Cinderella? Come on, man. Fucking hey.
I honestly can't give you a winner. It's just so wide open this year as far as that goes. But I mean, I can see Utah, UConn getting there. I like my big one. Like I think the U of I is going to get at least to the Final Four. I like to see the University of Illinois
The Final Four. What is it? Illini or Illioni? I don't know how the fuck they say it.
Fighting Illini.
Illini. There you go.
Did you say Illioni, you dumb fuck?
I don't know what the fuck it is, dude. I'm not from Illinois.
To all the Native Americans from Illinois that are watching our program, please understand that Jovan is 1/10 Native American.
Hey, how are you?
Or so he claims.
Yeah, well, we're not going to go into the Arawak Nation that was my ancestry, but that's who they were.
You are so fucking...
I don't just pull this shit out of my ass, motherfucker. This is the truth.
I think you do, motherfucker.
You could not like this all you want, but it's happening. Jody, I know we started this with your rant on not watching any college sports.
I really don't. I fucking hate to admit that, but I really don't. It's just not. I don't know. I don't like kids. I don't fucking.
Takes fuck them kids to a whole nother level, dude.
Yeah, like I don't like kids that basically compete at a mostly semi-pro level and don't get paid like they should.
Are they not getting an LE? Like,
no, well, dude. These guys are all making money now, dude. That's how long.
No, I watch college sports. It's not, but that's the thing though. It's not everybody.
Well, it's ones that deserve. Yeah, the ones that are making the school the money are making
it.
Money.
The ones that deserve it.
That's true, man. Not everybody. Dude, not everybody deserves.
You're standing outside. You're gonna practice that swing until the fucking sun comes up. Okay, sorry,
sometimes a free education and 4 years of room and board and free meals is worth the fucking deal. Okay, let's be honest. But if you're Angel Reese or Caitlin Clark or any of these girls that are guys, either one. That are playing NCAA sports, whether it's gymnastics, whatever, they're all making money. Some of these kids are making more money in college than they'll ever make in the pros.
So what you're telling me,
they're not going to make it as pros, some of them.
Is the ones that suck shouldn't get anything more than your basic prisoner for 3 meals a day and 4 years of fucking college.
Who's the kid from USC? The running back from USC. Who's the running back from USC?
Reggie Bush, circa 2008.
Reggie Bush. You know how much money Reggie Bush made USC football?
His mama had her own apartment.
In the millions and millions. And he lost his Heisman, all the fucking credit, all the records, everything. And now motherfuckers are getting paid.
Yep. They were actually saying that he should get his Heisman back.
This is why I've never been a fan. I understand the whole NIL deals and all that kind of shit. I get that's current now, but I was never a fan when I was younger. Anytime, because
I get it,
that.
Man.
It always drove me away from it. Because I watch these schools. I mean, these schools are built on their sports programs. That's what.
Yeah, hey, all of them. Every one.
Liberal arts students, but what keeps the lights on is the fucking football team,
right?
Or the basketball team.
That's right.
I mean,
unless you're an Ivy League school or Army or Navy,
right, exactly.
You know,
so I've never been into it, so I can't tell you this.
I get it,
but I'll go with old standby, Gonzaga.
So
just for whatever, I don't care.
Dude. They're a powerhouse now.
They're actually a viable.
They're a powerhouse team, bro. They're really viable. They could.
I mean, they're not a top tier. I know they're an outlier. I do a little research. I do a little reading here, but
dude, in the tournament,
anything could happen.
Exactly. Exactly. Because the whole reason we talk about Gonzaga is why? Because they were a fucking Cinderella team at one point.
Numerous times.
A few times. So
yeah, more than once it happened for Gonzaga. They went deep into the tournament a lot of times that they shouldn't. And then you got a number one ranked school like Arizona, who's been knocked out of the first round 11 fucking times.
Gotta go deep.
As a fucking one seed.
As a one seed.
Well, that was last year, too. Didn't they get dropped last
year? Yeah, it just happened last year. It happens like every other year they lose in the first round, man. Every other year. God.
The fucking Wildcats are shit in the bed, dude.
Let me give it to you guys here. I don't think UConn is going to get their storybook ending for their repeat. I think they make it to the final, and they get their hearts broken by the University of Houston. I'm going to tell y'all, Cinderella, who's going to be the Cinderella, the biggest Cinderella, I think. Keep an eye open, man, and I feel this one has a chance. But Gonzaga to me, no, but Gonzaga is one of those lower seeded. Like, I think they're going in at seven or eight.
They're five.
Okay, so they're a five. They're a five, and I'm telling you, Gonzaga's going to take out fucking UNC if they get to them. Gonzaga to me is that killer threat that no one's going to really see coming up. But
they get to the second round, though. They're probably going against Kansas.
Hold on. Let me pull this back up. And we can't even fucking see it because our production guy sucks dick. But that's okay. Cowboys suck. Our production guys suck. We don't even have something that we can viably see. So, hey, that was a good joke. Now it just fucking sucks that we can't use it. But
it was worth it.
I guess. I can't see the brackets to tell you guys. But I did have another bracket buster, and I can't even tell you who it is now because we went for the gag. Har, har, har. So funny. MLB opening day, guys. It's happening. Woo. How are we feeling our teams, man? We've got three different cities, three different respective teams. How y'all looking?
I hate spring ball. I really do.
I love spring ball.
Because it's never a great indicator for your hitters.
It's not.
But pitching wise though, feeling pretty fucking good watching fucking Ranger the other day or this whole fucking spring so far. Ranger Suarez has been fucking like just absolutely like demonic from the mound. He's just fucking killing right now. And I know I just said it. It's not, you know, spring ball is not good for hitters and all that, but he's just fucking came in with a serious chip on his shoulder to take a starting spot. So I'm feeling good, man. We got a fucking great hitting team. Boys are fired up to go this year. I think they just want to drink and celebrate.
Nice. Sean and the Cubbies?
Dude, I'm real happy with the way the Cubbies are looking. The lineup's hitting. Like you said, it's spring ball, so that doesn't necessarily translate, but you know, we re-signed Bellinger. We made some moves. We got a pretty solid offensive defensive team. Our pitching rotation is looking really good right now. But as you know, as the premier said, it's spring ball. You know, we got Craig Counsell, so we took Milwaukee's manager, and this year we're going to take their division title. And DD Jake and suck a dick, and actually have to buy a cup. He might actually have to buy a real Cub shirt this year and stop doing, you know, Arts and Crafts.
That cheap prick buys a fucking I Was There shirt from every wrestling show he wasn't there for, but he won't fucking put out a couple dollars for a goddamn Cubs shirt.
In Chicago.
Oh.
It's not like they're hard to find.
You can get it while getting your groceries.
And don't get me started again on the whole fucking White Sox gate of 2023 with him.
I'm telling you right now, I'm
not revisit you, the dark times, Dennis.
Let me explain this to our viewers at home. Somewhere along the way, somebody told DDJ that he couldn't be a Brewers fan because he lived in Chicago. So he secretly had this love affair with the Brewers since he was a kid and followed them
But because he didn't want to listen to people's bullshit, he always was following the White Sox too. DDJ is now and has forever been a Brewers fan. I've always known it because he always knew exactly what the Brewers were doing, even though he was walking around in Sox gear.
So, I was about to say, though, if you know Dennis, that tracks. That fucking
it
tracks.
Does. It does. Because he's just not the kind of guy that wants to – he doesn't want to go out and have to put up a fight every single day for the team he roots for. And I get that. That's the difference between me and him is I'd tell him all to suck my dick with my dick out. And, you know, he's going to go in and say, yeah, okay, I'm a Sox fan. Just leave me alone. you can block out the with my dick out part, Joe.
Confrontational of the – of the show.
Well, dude.
And Dennis is.
You've been, so yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you shouldn't have on to one fucking tonight, defend. You shouldn't have to defend tonight. That shit. I mean, you guys are fans of two of the most, you know, as a Chicago fan.
Yeah.
Bears fan. Cowboys and Eagles. And yet you're two of my best friends in the world.
Yeah, so, I love you boys.
If I can look past it and respect you guys, then people should be able to leave Dennis alone. Dennis ain't never
but
heard
I
nobody.
Shouldn't have to
respect is a stretch. Do we forget that shit?
It's
respect is a stretch.
Dude, you
it's the Brewers though.
I did it.
I'm just kidding. I'm fucking with you, Dennis. I love you.
We took their manager and we're gonna take their division title this year. That's gonna be fun. I can't wait. Damn. I can't wait.
So let me tell y'all this, man, and you guys have high hopes, which is fantastic. Me and my Rangers, we don't give a fuck, right? We won our first one. We bust our fucking nut. We're good to go. What happens this season? We don't care, right? We already celebrated. We had champagne. We got rid of a lot of the team. We brought back some of the team.
Yeah, you guys, Flora Marlin, that shit. You want a ring and just went, all right, we're good. Fuck it. And sent everybody away.
we blew up the team and basically was like, hey, God bless. Thanks for the ring.
We'll make our money on hot dogs and beer prices. Everybody can go now.
Yeah, dude. We got the one. We broke
we'll
the
take
curse
it from
in
here.
Texas.
No chance we're
from here. Thank you.
No chance we're repeating. There'll be a wall around the state before the season starts.
Yeah, so we've done what we've already gotten our one miracle. We're not expecting another. We're very honest. If anything, the Cowboy fans, you know, we're a little delusional. It's always our season. The Rangers fans, we were just happy for last year.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah,
we're good for another fucking 34
years. And
it always
goes one of two ways, right? Where it's like, oh, you had this fucking World Series team. Let's keep it together and do it again. Or it's like, yeah, we got one, guys. All right, thanks.
Yep.
We're not resigning half of you.
Right.
Test your free agent waters or fucking.
Well, I mean, go right back to 2016, man. I mean, we were the most dominant team in baseball. We should have won two or three series with that team.
Yeah.
We won that series in spite of our manager.
Oh, gotta love a good old.
And I'm not afraid. Don't get me wrong, dude. I love the guy to death, and he'll be a, you know, everybody in Chicago will love him because he got us a ring. But that being said, Joe Girardi, we would have won three rings with Joe Girardi as our manager.
Well, he was a hell of a manager, though.
Joe Girardi's a hell of a man. And he's been wanting to coach in Chicago for years, they won't bring him in. So
it's a hell of a coach, dude. Like, that's when we got Bochy here in the Rangers that offseason, like last year that we got Bochy. I told my dad, I said, shit, we've got a legitimate fucking coach. And the last time we got a legitimate coach, you know, was Ron Washington, just because the club fucking battle cried around him. And that's how baseball go. Mm-hmm. They fought for him. But we got somebody that has skins on the wall. No, the team that showed out. We had a great year.
Yeah.
Good manager does it all, man. They could really make you perform when you don't really have a lot.
And I just love the fact that Bochy actually, they list him. He literally does have the biggest hat size of anybody in Major League Baseball.
It's a big head.
That dude, that head is rotund.
Bigger than my head. And Sean.
Bigger
than
your head. Yeah.
Sean eyeballed my head. So, you know, he got me a hat that fits real nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can wear it now.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Yeah. I could wear it again. So I'm happy.
Yeah,
about
dude,
that
you're color. Keeping it cleaned up. You look good, man.
Hold on, man. I can actually look. I can
look. Oh, he can actually put it. Look at it, dude. It fits.
Hey, look at that.
Look at that. There it again. You know, see that?
That's a good looking hat. That's a pimp hat.
Like you're struggling to get that condom on, dog.
Yeah, dude.
Whatever. It's not that
it's
hard.
It's all a right, miracle. It's a good looking hat, bro.
It is a nice hat, man. My buddy got this for me in Chicago.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. But let's wrap this one up. We're almost at the hour. We've got a few seconds before we get there. Final thing you want to throw out there, anything out there you guys looking forward to coming up in this next week? Any current events, you know, movies, anything? Fuck, what's driving you for the next couple of days?
I don't know what's coming up next week. I got to watch Dark Side of the Ring Tuesday night. It was about Terry Gordy. And if you're a wrestling fan and you know who Terry Gordy is, take time to watch, man. It's like 47 minutes without the commercials. Iron Claw came out on Prime, and it's out on Blu-ray.
What are you going to put that on? Fan. HBO, so I can get that for free.
Next week. Blu-ray next week. Yeah,
probably Blu-ray next week. So, and what was the other? Last week's A&E biography was on Scott Hall. And I loved that a lot because apparently they had been doing a documentary for about working on a documentary about Scott Hall for 2 years before he passed away. So a lot of that is him actually talking. So it's almost like, you know, I mean, obviously they cover how he passed at the end, but you know, Scott Hall's just one of those. Damn, man, you talk about who had it all. That guy's hands down, probably the best big man to ever fucking do it. He was so cool. And so good at what he did. And, you know, just the way it ended for him, you know, I mean, having that comeback and getting healthy and with DDJ making the Hall of Fame, I still remember, you know, dreams come true, that his whole bad, you know, bad times don't last, but bad guys do. Like I still get choked up when I watch that, man. I was so proud of him and so happy for him to be there. And he looked so good. And, you know, for him to go the way he went just kind of sucked, you know, so fuck COVID. But those are out there, you guys. So if you're a fan, you like good documentary, you know, Dark Side's doing some good stuff. They did Buff Bagwell the week before. You talk about a good trade wreck. At one point they were talking about one of his wrestling buddies walked into the bathroom and he was bent over naked in the tub and his mother was shaving his balls. So go
There's
watch
not
that.
A better way to end this. Joey, go watch do you that. Got, do you yeah, got something?
he was, dude, it was, if it's on, dude, if they can say it on Vice, I can say it on here.
I mean, look, I am so thrilled that you just want to share your feelings on a grown man getting his ball shaved. But goddamn, man,
I was more tied in by how pathetic Mark Bagwell is, dude. Right, so that's right. You know. But take it however you want. Man. You do live in Philly, nice. Brotherly
I'm
love.
I'm looking forward. The start of the MLB season. I am super fucking pumped about it. Thrilled. I think the Phillies are going to have a great fucking year. So I'm super jazzed. Still flying high off of the Eagles free agency. So put that in your fucking pipe and smoke it. And then last but not least, April 1st, the Bray Wyatt documentary on Peacock.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
The trailer was fucking phenomenal. I am looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Even though one commentator on our show said he was overrated.
I will defend that next week. I will defend that next week. I don't have time for that today.
I kind of agree with some of it because how we look back so fondly on people who have passed.
Yes.
So even your shittiest things become something phenomenal and great.
Yeah.
So I will give that. But I'm definitely looking forward to the documentary. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to that too, man. I am too.
Take that as a tease. We'll defend or break down this Bray Wyatt thing again for next week when we have some time. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave you with this thought from the gambling degenerate. Fuck DeAndre Ayton. Let's go! We'll be right back.
Are you proud of me, dude? I made it through the whole rest of the episode without saying ass raped.
I can't fucking believe you. I swear to God.
Sorry, bro. Legends of the Ring Sting, man. This is a great figure. Old school figure. Looks great. It's Sting! Old school Sting from WCW. Guys, you know us. Three-fourths of the shooting shit team. And we're here with a listener just like you guys. This is Jimmy from Super Powers Comics.
My friend of 20, almost 20 years. Yeah, he's known him since you were 12.
If you know people in Chicago, you probably know Dennis because he knows half the town.
Of course.
But shooters, if you need action figures, comics, wrestling memorabilia, we just showed you Sting. Super Powers Comics. We'll put up their QR code so you can get a good look at everything they have coming. Give it a shot, shooters. Get your superpowers on and get your comments from our friend Jimmy, who listens just like you.
Attention, wrestling fans and fans of Shootin' Shit Podcasts. You can now be one of the cool kids by going to ProWrestlingTees.com and buy the official Shootin' Shit t-shirt. Buy it now and be there at ringside.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube at www.youtube.com/@SHOOTINGSHT. Find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/SHOOTINSHT. Check us out on TikTok at SHOOTINSHIT. And you can buy your official Shootin' Shit shirt at www.prowrestlingtees.com/SHOOTINSHT. And thanks for watching.